Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by Larry Edsel. Larry is an incredible automotive journalist. He's also a professor. That's right. He teaches journalism out in Arizona at the University of Arizona. And in addition to that, he's written a ton of books. I've lost count. And he's also editorial director of ClassicCars.com, a great website that I had the pleasure of doing a couple of stories for recently surrounding the big Mecum auction here in Kissimmee, Florida. And we'll be taking your telephone calls at the usual number, so have that number handy. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer the digital means of communication, the email is at your beck and call here, as I'm looking at it right now, bob@boblongradio.com. And if you don't get to me during the show, you can email me anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We want to welcome everybody listening on all of our great affiliate radio stations around North America, as well as everybody listening online at GCNlive.com. Or if you're listening to us on delay, whether it be a tape delay on a station or in archive or podcast form, we want to welcome you all for we want to welcome you on board and welcome and thank you very much for being here. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, another very interesting gentleman, Dave Kinney, who reports on the classic car side of the hobby for both Automobile Magazine and Auto Week Magazine, also is involved with the Haggerty folks with their pricing guide. He'll be joining us. And then a gentleman who is deeply involved also in older cars, Don Jones, the old car guy himself, is going to tell us a little bit of an interesting story. He's put together a list of bands, rock and roll bands named after cars. And it's a pretty clever list, and we'll be talking to him in the second hour of the broadcast. And we've got lots more in store for you, so all you have to do is stay right where you are. Right now, sliding up to the microphone, as I mentioned, an esteemed automotive journalist, professor, and author, and the editorial director of ClassicCars.com, the one, the only, Larry Edsel. Larry, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, great to be here again, but I have to make one correction before we go any farther.
Okay.
It's Arizona State, not University of Arizona.
Very good. And I know
my students would be very upset with me if I didn't make that correction.
Well, they should. I was incorrect. I was, once again, just relying.
No problem. The rivalry between the two schools is huge, so.
Yeah, I rely way too much on off the top of my head, and it's something that I shouldn't do. I have a really good memory, at least I used to, but you know, as we all get a little bit older, and of course, you know, I have a 4-year-old, which keeps me in a constant state of exhaustion.
Oh, I can't imagine.
So
I have a 4-year-old grandchild. And, that's enough to wear me out, let alone 24 hours every day.
Exactly. Well, let's talk and tell everybody about ClassicCars.com. You have been the editorial director for quite some time, and again, I thank you on air for giving me a recent assignment that I enjoyed immensely, Larry. I write so much about new cars that it was so cool to write about classic cars and auctions.
Well, first of all, we enjoyed having you. It went really well. And the second thing is, you know, like you, I had spent most of my professional automotive writing career writing about the newest the latest, and all that kind of stuff. And I've been doing more and more old car stuff. And what I'm finding is that the old car stuff is way more fun because there's so much passion connected with every car. I mean, even the lowliest classic car, the owner is incredibly passionate about it. And
so true.
You know, and you don't find that with a lot of new cars. I mean, sure, you find it with things like the Hellcats and the Corvettes and those kind of things. But, you know, 90% of the cars on the road, there's not a lot of passion connected to them. You know, they're appliances. They're not wonderful vehicles necessarily. I mean, they're great for going from point A to B, but a lot of people, you know, there's not a lot of passion connected with them. So
it's true.
Except maybe when you're making your payment every month.
Yeah, that is true. We've seen such an escalation of the prices of new vehicles, where, you know, that average plain, as you say, appliance, today, you know, costs in excess of $30,000, and in order to get something special, you know, you got to spend some really serious bucks. I mean, the kind of bucks that used to buy a house not that long ago.
Oh yeah, I remember buying my the first house I ever bought was $24,500, and I think that's what I paid for my pickup truck that I bought about a year ago.
Oh, that's great. Well, tell our listeners who haven't had the opportunity to visit classiccars.com what kind of stuff you've got on there and all the cool things that they can take advantage of. This is a site that you can visit every day, multiple times a day, and never be bored.
Well, there's two aspects to the site. There's classiccars.com, which we call the parent site. And it's a site you would go to if you want to either buy or sell a classic car. It's the largest in the world for classic car classified ads for classic cars. I think there's $1 billion worth of cars, somewhere between 30,000 and 40,000 cars available. It's the largest. It's bigger than anybody else in the world with number of ads that are available for cars, classic cars. And it's been there 6 or 7 years. And a year ago, December, we launched a daily blog. So it's blog.classiccars.com. And basically, what we do is we do news and features and stories about classic cars and the people that own them and the classic car events and what's going on. And, we cover auctions, we cover, car shows, we cover whatever's happening in the classic car world, including, breaking news. You know, just recently, RM and, Sotheby's kind of joined forces. And yesterday we had news about the death of Mr. K, the father of the original Datsun 240Z. So that was a news story on the site this morning.
So true, and I saw some pictures on Facebook of Dean Case, who for years was with Nissan when they were West Coast located. They moved to Tennessee in recent years, and Dean's still a good personal friend and now does a lot of motorsport stuff for Mazda. And he had a picture of himself and Mr. K. And this gentleman, even well into his 90s, was very youthful. And I know that, you know, certainly when we look at the Z car, the original Z car, the 240s and, of course, the 260s, the 280s and the ZXs and now the 300s and the 350Zs. I mean, this is a car that is definitely in the realm of a passionate vehicle and a collectible vehicle. Certainly those early 240Zs and some of the specialty ones along the way today fetch a whole lot of money. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about Mr. K and the Z car. We're going to talk classic cars. We're going to talk Newton cars. We're going to talk all kind of cool stuff. Straight ahead, right here, as Auto World continues on great radio stations around North America and around the world via the internet, GCNLive.com. Don't go away.
Right.
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you parked your car sideways. I don't mean that. You're the kind of person who believes in
making that one. We're live all across North America. We thank you so much for being here, and you've tuned in at a great time because Larry Ensel is with us, esteemed automotive journalist, author, professor, editorial director of ClassicCars.com. We're talking about the death of Mr. K. He was the gentleman who was behind the original Z car, which is certainly a classic car in today's realm. I never had the pleasure of meeting Mr. K. How about yourself, Larry?
No, actually, by the time I was doing this, he was pretty much, he retired in 1977. But he's been in a lot of things. I mean, he died at 105, and everything I've heard is he was very active right up to the end. And like you were talking earlier about Dean Case, you know, Dean Case has had a remarkable career because Dean Case was also part of the team that created the original Miata.
Yes, and that's an interesting story.
Dean's been in the right place at the right time often.
And we should tell our listeners that actually the inspiration for the Miata came from an automotive journalist by the name of Bob Hall.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the one that actually did the original sketches and showed them to some executives at Mazda and convinced them that that was the way to go and started this whole rebirth of the two-seat roadster, doing it right. You could buy a Miata and it wouldn't leak all over your floor like your garage floor like the British sports cars did.
Yeah, it was a brilliant idea when you stop and think about it, you know, to do a modern-day British roadster without all of those hassles. And mm-hmm. when we look back at the history of the Miata, it is, I believe, it holds the title as the biggest-selling roadster of all time, two-seater roadster.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And on any given weekend, I think there are more Miatas racing than any other mark.
Yeah.
Mark. Yeah.
I am not surprised. Absolutely. So folks can find all kinds of goodies, all kinds of classifieds, the world's largest place to go, the biggest place to go to find your classic car, and of course all kinds of great editorial content from Larry and his staff. And love the fact that you guys cover all the auctions. We've got some significant ones upcoming. Mecum has got a few upcoming, and then of course Amelia Island is not that far off, and there'll be the high-end auctions there with RM and Gooding. It's already been a very busy year, and certainly a very financially explosive year in the collector car hobby. Do you think we're going to continue to see this, Larry?
I think every indication is that people like Dave Kenny, who is going to be on later, who actually, you know, really follow this stuff from an analyst standpoint. It looks like the growth is going to continue. It's not going to be maybe not quite as fast. Although since the Sotheby's RM auctions deal, there are people who think that, you know, the first $100 million car is not that far away now. Because now you're going to get a whole new clientele of people who are used to paying millions and millions and millions of dollars for artwork, who are going to be looking at cars, classic cars, and think, well, I should have one of those in my collection, too. So,
yeah.
And the other thing, the classic cars are going through a generational shift where baby boomers or those just older than baby boomers are getting to the point where they're starting to sell off their cars, and there's a new group of people in their 30s and 40s who have disposable income who are now coming in, and not only are they, you know, they're interested in the same cars that, say, the boomers were interested in, but they're also people who went to high school when things like the Z car was the coolest car in the parking lot.
Absolutely.
And I think what we're going to see is a rapid, maybe not a big rise at the top end, but things like 240Zs and early Toyota Supras and things like that mm-hmm. are going to be, you know, much sought after, and those prices are going to start escalating pretty quickly, I think.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's interesting to watch these trends develop, and like you say, lots of folks are now collecting vehicles from the 70s and 80s, and even a few funky ones that that you wouldn't think would be collectible, but, you know, they were quirky enough. I mean, vehicles like the Pacer and the Gremlin, there are those folks out there that are buying these as collector vehicles, which is a little bit of a surprise, but nevertheless, like I said, they did have a unique place in history.
Well, and one of the things that's really cool about the collector car hobby is that there's a place for everything. I mean, there's a series of car shows called the Concours de Le Mans. Not Le Mans like the race, but L-E-M-O-N-S, but they pronounce it Le Mans. And it's for, instead of the best in show, they give the top prize is the worst in show. And these are things like you're talking about. Pacers, cars that nobody wanted back in the day that people have found and cared for, and they have their own car shows. They actually have their own races. I think at one time it started out they were racing, but you couldn't spend more than $500 on the car you were going to race.
Exactly.
So there's a place for everything in the classic car community, and it's kind of delightful to see. I'm sure some of the people with really high end cars, you know, look at these other ones and kind of turn their nose down. But last year at the St. John's Concours in Michigan, which is one of the top four or five in the country, a guy who was entered in the Concours, his highlight of the weekend was that the day before he had won the worst in show at the Concours de Limens across the street from the big Concours on Sunday, and he was just thrilled to have that, to have won that with his, you know, with a different car, of course, but it was the highlight of his week. I mean, you know, he was
sure
thrilled that he won that award.
Oh, absolutely. If you folks log on to classiccars.com and then hit the blog section, you're going to see some really great feature stories, including the story of the Shelby GT350 50th anniversary reunion. That's a great story. Tell our listeners a little bit about this.
Well, what happened? So 50 years ago, Ford, Henry Ford II, goes to Carroll Shelby, and basically the conversation was, Carroll, you need to do something with my secretary's car, which is what Ford called it, the secretary's car, to make it a race car, to make it, give it some sex appeal. Ford was selling more than, you know, as many as they could build, but there was, you know, and it looked nice, but it didn't go nice. And so Shelby and his guys created the GT350, a real race car. They took it out and they won, you know, immediately won the national championship, and there's this whole phenomenon now of Shelby Mustang. But we'll finish later, I guess.
Yeah, well, on the other side, we'll talk more about the Shelby GT350. This is Auto World.
I had a gun, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Larry Edsel is our very special guest today. Larry, esteemed automotive journalist, author of many, many books, professor, and also editorial director of ClassicCars.com. We're talking a lot about classic cars because I really enjoyed recently working with Larry and the guys on the site, and we're just talking about some of the stuff that you could find right there if you go to the blog section. And there's some great photographs, eye candy, of the Shelby GT350 50th anniversary and reunion. And you were telling folks a little bit about the story about how Ford wanted to make the so-called secretary's car into more of a performance car, and they called on Lee Iacocca's friend, Carroll Shelby, to do so.
Right. So anyway, they Shelby American creates the Ford Mustang GT350, the Shelby Mustang, the first Shelby Mustang, goes out and wins the championship with it. But it wasn't quite the car that they wanted to build because, for example, they had some aerodynamic things they wanted to do, and the biggest thing is they wanted to put an independent rear suspension under the car in the rear. And Ford, because Ford couldn't do it on production cars, they said, no, we can't do that, we can't do this. So, you know, the team felt that the car was sort of compromised, even though it went out and won everything. So now, 48 years later, several of the guys from Shelby remarkably, they're still alive. This group of guys are in their 70s and 80s now, but they're having like a reunion a couple years ago with the SEMA show. And they get talking about, you know, what if we built the car like we wanted to build it in the first place? So Pete Brock still had his drawings. So anyway, they all go to Pete Brock's place in Nevada, and they actually build two cars like they wanted to build in the first place. And they end up having this big GT350 reunion last weekend at Willow Springs in California. And they debut the car the way they wanted to build it. And it's just a great story that 50 years later, they finally build the race car the way they wanted to build it 50 years ago.
Yeah, it is a great story, no question about it. You've also got something up on classiccars.com that we got to tell folks about. It's something you do every week, the pick of the week, and this week's particular vehicle is a 1959 Chevrolet El Camino, and I like this line that you've got right at the top of the story. A car is just a car, but an El Camino is a lifestyle, and that's the word from UrbanDictionary.com. And it's true.
No, it is. Bob Golfin, who's our other primary writer with me, Bob does the pick of the week. And what he does is he looks at he doesn't look at all the vehicles because there's 30-some thousand of them, but he has this remarkable knack for finding amazing cars that are for sale, usually for very reasonable prices. I think the El Camino's 20-some thousand dollars. And he finds these great cars and does these really cool stories about every Friday. He picks a different car. And this week it was the El Camino. He comes up with these great stories. It's just remarkable that he keeps coming up with a book. He's got 30,000 to pick from, I suppose. But he does a really good job, and he really enjoys doing them, and he really looks for special cars. And sometimes he'll tie it with something else that's going on the site or something. And because I say to him every once in a while, would you like me to do one? And he's always, oh, no, I've got it. I'm not too busy. I'll do it. So I know he really enjoys doing them. And he does a really good job of them. But, yeah, every Friday there's a new pick of the week by Bob.
Excellent. And there's also a section every week that you've called My Classic Car. And this week the focus is on a 1942 Windsor Town and Country Wagon with lots of real wood on it.
Yeah, what these are, are stories that people who read the site submit about their own cars. You know, it's one thing for us to tell people about classic cars. It's a whole other thing for people to tell everybody else about the car they own. And so we try to do one every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday is kind of the schedule we have. Sometimes we don't have enough to do that. Sometimes we get too many. I think we have a couple already scheduled for next week. But these are reader-submitted stories about their own cars. They aren't cars for sale. These are just cars that people are proud that they own. And often, they are wonderful family stories. My grandfather bought this car and he handed it down. Or my dad owned this car and I went out and found it 25 years later and restored it. Some of them are very heartwarming stories. One of the ones that's gotten the most interest was a young woman who she and her dad restored a car. And then, I think it was 6 months after she wrote about it on the blog, the car got destroyed. Somebody hit her. Mm. And, she was injured, but not critically injured. And, she just wrote in to let us know that, you know, she was, the car was destroyed, and she was out looking for another car. And so people have been following her story as she looks for another car and has started the rest. She found another car. She's going through the restoration process. And they're very often very heartwarming stories. And, there are often entry-level stories. I think we had one person who used to own a Ferrari GTO that wrote about what it was like to own one, one of these $25 million cars. But normally they're just good old folk who have a car with a great story and they want to share it.
Yeah, it's a great piece. Everybody should check that out, again, at classiccars.com in the blog section. Another cool thing that you do at classiccars.com that we should mention is the question of the week. And this is a good one for this week, which is the coolest muscle car or pony car color. And here are some of the colors that we're nominating here. Hugger Orange, that was from Chevrolet. Anti-Establishment Mint. Now, personally, I hadn't heard of that one before. That was from Ford. Roman Red from Chevrolet. Plum Crazy from Plymouth. And, of course, it's been resurrected now by the folks at Dodge. Viking Blue from Chevrolet and Oldsmobile. Lime Light Green from a Dodge, Panther Pink from Dodge, and Grabber Blue from Ford, which is live today. Here's my daughter, Lucy, to say hello. Hi, Lucy. How are you doing? Good. You were over at Mickey's house, weren't you? So, Larry, tell us a little bit about how you come up with these cool questions and which is the one that's getting your vote this week.
Oh, I voted for Plum Crazy right off the bat. That was a no-brainer for me. Although I was at a car show yesterday, and I saw one of the pink Dodges that was at a car show. And I don't recall seeing that color in person before, but it was that same color. I laugh about the poll question. I find them one of the hardest things we have to do every week is come up with the question. I don't know why. It's hard for me to come up with these questions. And it's a good thing we have a staff because they come up with the questions 9 times out of 10. Actually, we have staff meetings on Friday. And this Friday, we devoted most of the meeting to brainstorming about questions for the next month or two because sometimes they're really good and sometimes it's a real struggle. So if anybody out there has questions they're dying to know the answers to that would make good poll questions, email us and let us know. You can email us at news@classiccars.com and send us your questions. And we'll probably use them because we get desperate sometimes trying to come up with questions. And then it's one of those things that always surprised me. Sometimes we'll have a question that I think is kind of lame and it gets huge response. And then sometimes we'll have a question that I think is very clever and it gets not so much response. So I think that's more me than it is the readers. But it's funny. I laugh about the questions because, boy, sometimes it's really hard to come up with them.
Yeah, I can understand, definitely. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. We'll take a time out for some important messages. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have more fun. Isn't that right, Lucy? Are we going to have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of fun. Straight ahead. Don't go away.
Do you want to be the rest?
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone. InvestYourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, and I guarantee you this is the only newsletter that provides the truth. It's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at investyourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to investyourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration, they don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844 2 Guns 80. That's 844-248-6780.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me. My daughter Lucy is leaving the studio as we continue our conversation here with Larry Edsel, esteemed automotive journalist, author, professor, and editorial director at ClassicCars.com. Just to talk a little bit about new vehicles. I noticed recently, you don't have a story up on it yet, but you got a chance to drive a really cool new vehicle. It's the return of Alfa Romeo here in North America. What was that like?
Well, actually, the story is there. If you can either search Alfa Romeo, it's down in the feature section someplace.
Okay.
But the car was a hoot. It's the new C3. They've gone to the old nomenclature, you know, meaning four-cylinder engine. The car costs $51,000. It's a four-cylinder, but it has almost 300, right around 300 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
It scoots like crazy. The visibility out the back is horrible, because it's a mid-engine car, so there's not much rear visibility. But let's face it, all you're looking at is the road disappearing in front of you. And it's actually the first car I've driven where it's not available with a manual. It only comes with a twin-clutch automatic with paddle shifters. And it is so quick that it's the first one I've driven where I felt that I really didn't need a manual to get everything out of the car that I could. And I haven't run into that before in anything else. It's very small. If you're a large, tall person, you're probably not going to fit in it very comfortably. It has a very wide sill. It's carbon, you know, a lot of exposed carbon fiber in the tub. I was very surprised when I saw what the price was on it. It has a very exotic body. It doesn't look like something that would only cost $50-some thousand. And I had a thoroughly good time driving it. Although you do have to be careful, because you're so low to the ground that you look in your rearview mirror and a compact crossover looks as big as a Hummer in your rearview mirror, because you're down there on the ground. But therefore, it's a lot of fun to drive. It actually reminded me a lot of driving, and I don't know, do we say Lotuses or do we say Lodi? Lotai.
Yes,
for the plural for Lotuses. But it reminded me a lot of Lotuses that I drove when I was at Auto Week in the late 80s and early 90s. A lot of that same feel and sensation, and like I say, it was really fun to drive.
Yeah, it definitely. And folks should check out that story, no question about it. And it's an interesting trend that we're seeing. These manumatic or dual clutch gearboxes are becoming so good that, like you say, Larry, that we're seeing more and more manufacturers, you know, offering them in vehicles that we didn't see in the past. I mean, even traditional automatics, the Corvette Z06, the new one for 2015, 650 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque, most powerful GM engine to date, available with the 7-speed rev-matching manual or the 8-speed automatic. And they targeted the PDK transmission from Porsche, which you can now get. You can only get it. There are a number of vehicles that come with that gearbox exclusively, including their ultra-high-performance vehicles, the 911 Turbo and the GT3 and the GT2. I mean, there was a time not that long ago that these would exclusively be manuals. And then when we look at the Italians, right now there is no Ferrari offered with three pedals here in North America. And only one Lamborghini offered with three pedals. So this is definitely a trend we're seeing across the board.
Well, and one thing I noticed, and I guess I noticed it more in this car than other things I've driven, is that the shifts are so quick that I could not manipulate my feet on three different pedals nearly as quickly as this thing can react. The computer can react and shift for you. And this is really the first car I've really felt that way. Now, maybe it's because I'm getting older and my reactions aren't quite as quick as they were, but I think it's just the technology has come so far. And then the big bonus is that when you're not driving horribly aggressively, mm-hmm. the automatic takes over and you get great fuel mileage.
Absolutely.
I continue to be amazed at how all this technology that was basically developed to make engines more efficient and for corporate fuel economy, now engineers are able to use the exact same technology to make more horsepower and still keep the fuel economy. And that's the reason we're seeing, 400, 500, 600, 700 horsepower engines now, is because of this electronic technology that was basically developed to increase fuel efficiency and reduce emissions. And the bonus is we get all this horsepower and we don't have to feel guilty about it.
Exactly. It's a wonderful time to be an auto enthusiast, a wonderful time to have the means to purchase one of these incredible new performance vehicles that, as Larry says, give you the best of both worlds, both great fuel economy as well as tremendous performance. I mean, the fact that the Corvette engines with the automatic will go to V4, the fact that the SRT products from the Fiat Chrysler Group, also that 382 V8 will also go to a V4 instantly and shift back and forth seamlessly. Even some of the larger SUVs from General Motors that used to be horrible in the fuel economy department, now just deliver incredible amounts of fuel economy considering the size of these vehicles. But you're not alone, Larry. I mean, people pretty much say across the board that even the greatest professional race car drivers out there couldn't come anywhere near close to doing the shifts as quickly as these electronic gearboxes are doing it. I mean, it's nanoseconds.
Well, it's funny because I remember several years ago, I was at Indianapolis for a sports car race, and a very well-known IndyCar racer got into one of the sports cars, and he was really having trouble. And he came back into the pits, and it was funny because he turned to the crew and he said, "I have to tell you, this is the first time I've driven a race car with a manual transmission." Because all he had ever driven was, with pedal shifted automatics in Indy cars. So I thought that was just amazing to think that, that's how far this technology has come. That even the professionals, they do all the shifting with paddles and with computers.
It is so true. In addition to his duties as editorial director at ClassicCars.com, we can't forget Larry's original website, iZoom.com, the online automotive racing and classic car community. And Larry does lots of cool things on there that you don't find on other sites, like book reviews, and talks about some of his road trips. And Larry does a lot of road trips during the course of the summer, and of course has written so many books. And are you working on anything new right now that you can tell
us
about?
I sort of got it in my mind to do a book on the history of classic car auctions.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And we just did a 4-part series on the classic car website about the first modern classic car auctions, the first one that people would recognize is how they sell classic cars now. And I kind of did that as a trial balloon to see how it went. And so I hope this summer when I'm back in the Midwest that I can spend some time, some interviews with some folks back there, and come back to Arizona next winter and try to get the writing done on a possible book about the history of classic car auctions and all the auction companies.
That's a spectacular idea. And speaking of spectacular, your latest book chronicling the Corvette C7, I'm sure it's done extremely well. For those of our listeners who haven't had a chance to hear about it, tell our listeners all around North America about this book that really details the development of this vehicle.
Well, you know, what it is, it's a book about the design and development of the new Corvette C7, kind of a sneak the curtain, talk about, you know, the whole design process, the whole engineering development process, the production process of the new car, and where it came from, and why it was done the way it was done, why it looks the way it looks, why the technology that's in it is there.
Such a great book.
And kind of a deep dive into the new car.
Absolutely. We're going to get you on for a full hour to talk about that. But in the meantime, thank you for your time today, Larry.
Oh, anytime. And tell Dave Kenny I said hi.
Will do.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.